Welcome to Uncovered, the podcast. I'm Jess, and this episode I spoke with Vanessa about her recent departure from Beachbody. Beachbody isn't really one of the most popular MLMs in the UK, but I know I have a few listeners from other countries like the US and Canada, where Beachbody is very popular. I'm not going to be doing a deep dive or anything into Beachbody. There are so many amazing people on YouTube who cover Beachbody. One I think off the top of my head is Deanna Mims. I'm sure she used to be in Beachbody before joining the anti-MLM community. I'll post her YouTube in the show notes for this episode. Vanessa was great to talk to about her experience, and at the time we recorded the episode in July, she'd only been out for a couple of weeks at that point, so it was great to get the conversation after just leaving. Anyway, enjoy the episode and let me know what you think over on the UK anti-MLM Instagram page. So thank you for joining me. It's a late one. I'm on the sofa tonight because my other half's in bed, as it's 12:30, everybody in England, but 12:30 for you. People listening, but 7:30 for you.
7:30 for me, yeah. It's time zones are so weird to me.
Yes, they are. So why don't you start by telling everybody, introduce yourself, tell everybody what you do, and then there's also, it's a recent thing you've left your MLM.
It is super recent, like in the past couple of weeks. So first of all, my name is Vanessa. I am a certified health and wellness coach. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a photography business, so I'm super busy doing all of the things, but my main thing is my health and wellness business.
Wow, I love photography.
Me too. I love it a lot.
So it's been a couple of weeks since you left Beachbody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's been quite the experience.
Do you feel free?
Honestly, like I do. I feel like a weight is kind of like lifted off of my shoulders, because a lot of pressure comes with it, more than I think I realized when I first started.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Just gets deeper and deeper. So let's go right back to the beginning, how you got involved with Beachbody, how it came about, and generally just what made you want to join?
Yeah. So a year ago, started my own health and wellness business, and I got certified. I have a degree in exercise science and kinesiology, so I have the knowledge. I just didn't know what to do with it. And so then I graduated from college in 2012. So it's been a while. I've had three kids since then.
Wow.
And so I started my own health and wellness business. And as I was doing that, I was kind of using Instagram as like a way to connect with people. And somehow I came across this coach, and on her profile thing, she said that she was a health and fitness coach. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Had nothing about Beachbody on her profile. And so I followed her, and almost immediately I get a message from her, and she's like, hey, thanks for following me. I think she asked me if I was a teacher or something. And I was like, no, I'm not a teacher. I told her where I was from. She said she was a teacher, but she's also a health and fitness coach. She had went back and like watched my stories as I was talking about my health and wellness business. So she's like, tell me about it. And so I told her about it, and I was like, I'm just starting out. And then she starts talking about how she's a health and fitness coach, but still like not mentioning anything about Beachbody. And I was like, that's great. And as she's explaining it to me, I was like, it sounds like she's very established and very successful. And so she still did not mention anything about it. She almost becomes like my friend. We talk every day. She's like commenting on my things. We converse back and forth. And then eventually she's like, I would love for you to join my team. And you can have your own health and wellness business with this. And I'll give you all the tools you need to be successful. And still like, it's not like clicking with me what this is.
Well, has she bought up the company Beachbody at this time? Or is she just talking about my business?
Well, it's her business, but it's a Beachbody business. So yes, it's her business, but it's through Beachbody. And I was like, that sounds great, because I didn't know what she was talking about. And I was like, what do I do? Like, how do we do this? And so she's like, well, you enroll with this and you get all of the things. Like, she tells you all of the things. She tells me the price. And I was just kind of like, after I clicked on the link, it obviously takes you to the Beachbody website. And I was like, oh, I know, I've heard of Beachbody. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to talk to my husband about this. He is very anti-MLM. And I was just kind of like indifferent. I have never had an experience with an MLM, but my sister-in-law sells Plexus. I don't know if you've heard of Plexus before.
I've heard of it, but it's not one that's over here.
And she is super, I don't know if you would say successful, but she makes a ton of money off of this business. And it's always been something my husband and I have been frustrated about. Like, so he's always been anti-MLM and I've just been like indifferent. Mm. And so I was like, well, I think maybe this could be good because I could have my, I call it VK Health and Wellness. I could have this and then Beachbody could just be like in addition to, and it could be something that I could offer my clients. And he was like, I don't know about this still. And I was like, let's just give it a chance. Cause really like I did not have ill intentions starting this. I really just thought like, oh, this could be a bonus. Plus for myself, I've always loved working out and I haven't been going to the gym because of the pandemic. And so I was like, well, I'll get myself some workouts and let's just try it. He's like, okay, fine, whatever. Like he's pretty supportive and easygoing. Mm-hmm. So I do it. And then she puts me in this thing called New Coach Mentorship. And it's basically like a training of like, this is how you get started. This is how you're going to be successful. And the first thing they start talking about is hitting your first rank. And to hit your first rank, you have to enroll, like I'm enrolled and I have to enroll two other people. So It's obviously like me at the top and then the two people on the sides.
Yep. And not a triangle shape at all.
I know. my husband, his name's Tyler. He's like, that's the start of your pyramid. Like, this is it. He's like, do you now see? And I was like, no, I said, I think I can do this while keeping my standards, keeping my morals and like setting good boundaries. And he's like, okay. He's like, if you want to do this, he's like, fine. He's like, but I'm not, he's like, I can't promote this. Like, he's like, I would love to promote like your health and wellness business, like what you started. He's like, but I'm not going to be promoting like Beachbody. I was like, that's fine. You don't need to. So I go through this training and to hit that first rank, they want you to enroll a significant other or like a really close friend or a family member on the one side of your pyramid pretty much. And so I'm like, there's no way that Tyler is going to go for this because he's like, I am not supporting this. And so I tell him about it and he's like, so now you're telling me that we have to pay and to enroll you, it's $160. He's like, so now we have to pay another $160 plus they auto ship you every month for like the supplements. And that's what you need to stay active to keep your account active. So the supplements. And then if you're a coach, you get like a discount. It's like a 25% discount, but then you pay a $15.99 fee every month. So really like there is no discount.
Oh, those ones get you every time. They get you
so badly. And so I was like, I still think this can be good. I think I can make a little bit of money off of this. So my husband's a pastor. We don't have like a huge income. Mm-hmm. And he's like our primary income. So we're very careful about how we spend our money.
Uh-huh.
And this just happened to fall like right when we got our first stimulus check. And so I was like, we have a little bit of cushion. Like, let's just go for it. And he's like, if you really want to do this, then go for it. So I sign him up and I sign up my best friend. And there I am, like I hit my first rank. So when you hit your first rank, she starts like sending me these gifts. So she sends me like a tripod or something. So on social media, they want you to always be promoting like your workouts and your supplements. And so the tripod was so I could record my workouts every day and then post them for people to see. So she sends me this tripod. She sends me like all these little goodie bag full of whatever supplements I didn't order, probably in hopes that I would eventually order them. I did not, but she sends me these things. And I flat out told her, I was like, I'm going to enroll myself and my husband, but I can't do any extra stuff. Like I'm not going to add on to my enrollment package. So She's sending me all these things, probably in hopes that I would order them. So I hit my first rank, which is Emerald. And when you hit your first rank, they tell you like, that's when you're going to start making an income. And I was like, great. And if you sign up three people, then you pretty much get your money or your supplements paid for. So my goal every month was to get those three people. And if you get three people, you also hit something called Success Club. And if you get Success Club points, you like earn different things. So the goal every month is Success Club. SC6 is what they call it. And so every month I was like, I always told my husband, I said, I'm not going to send those cold invites to people. I'm not going to do that. He's mm-hmm. like, great, I don't want you to do that. And so honestly, like, I was decently successful. I think in 2 months I hit my next rank, which is diamond. And that's when they say, like, you're going to start making a pretty decent income. And I was making an income, but I was also spending like $260 a month just to keep my account and my husband's account active. And if you don't keep those active, then you don't like get the commission and stuff.
Sure,
so really, yeah. like, I wasn't losing money, but I wasn't making the money that they said I was going to make. Mm-hmm. So once I hit diamond, she sends me a Tiffany necklace in the mail.
Wow.
Which I don't know if you're familiar with Tiffany, but it's yeah. like this really expensive like jewelry company. Mm-hmm. And so really like it's starting to, this relationship is turning into like, I'm feeling pressure, but also like she's trying to have a connection with me where it's going to be really hard for me to leave.
She does sound, to be fair, like more than most uplines do, though, to be fair. Like, sending
you... Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, for one.
She does.
Well, some then, don't communicate at all, do they, afterwards?
No, right. She's super... She really does communicate. She really made me feel valued, and I had some, like, health things with my middle child, and she was, like, checking in on him, and, like, she seemed like a decent person, and she is a decent person. I don't want to say that she's not, but uh-huh. it's that business structure that I'm just not... Yeah. Eventually was not okay with. So she sends me the Tiffany necklace and she, so I'm from Ohio and she's from Michigan, probably like 3 or 4 hours away from me. And so this is now like 6 months into this whole thing. And she's like, I would love to meet up with you, like myself. And then another one of her top coaches, I was her top coach and this other top coach. She's like, I would love to just meet up and we can hang out, take pictures for like Instagram sure. content. And I was like, I have never met this person in my entire life and she wants to meet up with me. And my husband's like, I don't know that I feel comfortable with you doing this, but we've had this established relationship now for 6 months. And I was like, oh, I think it'll be fine. And so I end up meeting up with her. She takes me to Lululemon. I don't know if you're familiar with Lululemon. She buys myself and this other coach, leggings. And they're so expensive. Like I yeah. would never in my life spend $100.
So expensive.
On like I have three kids. I'm not spending money on leggings like that.
Is the quality worth it though? Worth the money?
You know, I do really like them. They're super soft and I do like them.
Annoying, isn't it? Yeah.
But they'll be my only pair of Lululemon leggings. And so really like we've established this pretty good relationship. So now we're into like January and most of my downline are people who have asked me like, hey, what are you doing? It looks like you're having fun. And then I would simply share the information, tell them all the things that they got. And they would either say, yeah, like I want to do it too. Or like, no, I don't want to. And I'd be like, great. Like, that's fine. Some people, they just don't want to do it or they find out the cost and it's too much. And I know what it's like to struggle financially. And I would never mm-hmm. be like, well, I had this promo code or let's wait until you're able to do it. Like that was one of the things I was not willing to do. So we make it up until June. I'm just about to hit, they call it 1-star diamond. So that means I'm a diamond. And then one of my coaches almost a diamond. And that's when you do start seeing some pretty substantial income, but there's also that turnaround rate. So people will enroll and then they'll go inactive pretty quickly. Once they realize like, oh, this is expensive every month because it's auto shipping me. It's taking out that $15.99 fee mm-hmm. and then they go inactive and then they don't count towards my downline anymore. And so really like, you've got to keep up, like you've got to keep up with replenishing all those people.
Sure.
And so around June, I'm to the point where I hit Success Club for almost a year straight, pretty successful. But then like the people who are asking me about it, like no one's asking me about it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I have to start making the decision. Do I want to start doing those cold invites and start pushing people so I can make some money off of this? Or do I want to keep my morals and boundaries and step away and really focus on my health and wellness business, which I've been doing the whole time. Mm-hmm. But focus on that, which was my intentions to begin with. And so I start having these thoughts. And then the kicker was my coach messages me. And this is where I posted in that group. My coach mm-hmm. messages me and she was like, hey, you are really close to 1-star. You have one more person to enroll. Is there anybody that you know? Tell them that I'll pay for it. And I was at first I was like, this is not... No, like, that's like me using somebody. She's like, but it should be like a family member or a close friend or something. And so I'm already like, I don't know about this. And I'm telling Tyler all these things. And he was like, now I'm questioning her intentions. And I was like, me as well. And so I told her, I was like, I don't know that I'm comfortable doing that. And she just flat out says like, hey, if you hit one star, then I could be able to quit my full-time job.
Wow.
And I was like, so am that I here because...
That was going to be my next question. What would she benefit from you hitting the one star?
Yeah, so she could quit her full-time job. And I was like thinking, do you want me here because you say I'm your friend and you want me to be also be successful? Or do you want me here because I'm making you successful?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I told Tyler, I was like, I don't think I can do this anymore with a clear conscience. And he's like, then don't do it. And so I sat with it for a little bit, because once you build that friendship and they send you all these gifts and they're talking to you, it's almost like a breakup. I was like, I feel like I'm breaking up with somebody. And so I still sat with it for a couple of days. I'm getting close to the end of the month. I haven't hit Success Club, which was not like me to not hit Success Club. And so she's wondering like, you know, what are you doing? Like, where are you? And then I'm starting to think like, I almost felt like I was selling my body for a product. Hmm. And so they always wanted me to post like these transformation pictures. And I was like, you can only transform so much in hot, like some, the program I was doing was 21 days. I was like, you can only transform so much in 21 days. Like there's not a huge transformation. And I'm not going to like Photoshop my pictures, which we learn how to Photoshop pictures. Like that's one of the things they will show you how to do. They tell you to take like a before picture that was like long before and then like to now. Well, if you put those together, like there could be huge results, but it's not as accurate as they say it is. And so I almost felt like I was selling my body, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And so I kind of let it go. She had been messaging me, to be honest, like I was ignoring her messages because I just didn't know how to like cut this off. And so I finally told her, I was like, I just can't do this anymore with a clear conscience. She was not happy. And she actually was like messaging me and calling me for days because she had just lost like one of her top coaches.
Wow.
And Tyler's like, just block her number. Yes, that would be the easy way out. But at the same time, like I wanted her to know, like, that's not the person I am. I don't want to, you know, guilt people into something that they're not able to afford. I don't want to sell my body anymore. I don't want to sell my clients' progress. Like, I don't want to post their pictures and be like, look how great my client did. I'm their coach and look how great they are. Like, I don't want to sell other people's progress either. And so I pretty much just told her I couldn't do it anymore. And she kind of went back to like, well, look at our history and look at all the things that we've done together. And how, you know, how much does our friendship mean anything to you? And I almost wanted to be like, does our friendship mean anything to you? Because I really feel like you've just used my progress for your progress.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't say that it ended well, but I feel good. Like I told myself, you have to do what makes you feel good.
Yeah, sure.
And that did not make me feel good anymore. And so it was like a breakup, and I kind of still feel like it's going on because she's still messaging me and I'm still
really
like, ignoring her at this. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so it's been a good, would you say about a month now?
I was thinking about quitting like a month ago. It's only been, I would say, probably like 2 weeks where I told her like, I'm not going to do it anymore. And then I had to like cancel my husband's account first because we had those two accounts.
Yeah.
Canceled his account. And then I kind of left mine active just because I was nervous to make it inactive. And I finally just did that. And so that's it. More Beachbody coaching. I put coaching in air quotes because like these people aren't certified to be.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to ask you. So from what I read about Beachbody, it's a kind of the workout video side of it and the workout programs and the products and the supplements.
Yes.
Is the word I was looking for. I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah.
And they do like an on-demand service. I don't know if that's a newer thing Beachbody.
So there's Beachbody On Demand and you can get like a subscription and that's just the workouts. And to be honest, like I do like the workouts.
That's one thing I've read up and things I've seen on YouTube about Beachbody. People really like the workouts and they're good workouts.
Mm-hmm. I actually kept the workouts because I do really enjoy those. But you can just get that like for a year or 3 months, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
or you can get a challenge pack. And the challenge pack, you can only get those Success Club points if you sell a challenge pack. So the challenge pack is the Beachbody on demand for a year. It's the nutrition programs for a year. It's these little portion control cups they teach you to use. And then you get either the pre-workout or you get the Shakeology. And those are your supplements that you get every month. And I'm trying to feel like there's something else. Oh, then you get into this accountability group. The accountability groups are like where they try to sell it. So they try to say like, if you struggle, then you probably just need accountability. And if you sign up with a challenge pack, you get into this accountability group. And then you get into this accountability group and it's all these people who have enrolled and we're all like working out together, or that's what they say. And then we're all posting like, oh, this is what I ate today. What did you eat today? And it's, I think theory, like the accountability is good, but at the same time, like to be in that group, you have to stay active. So you have to get that auto ship every month or they kick you out of the group. Like you're out of the group. So like, I was thinking like, do you really care about these people's health or are you really just concerned with like keeping them active? So you keep getting commission off.
Sure.
Them?
Yeah. I guess the Shakeology, I've heard of Shakeology, like the product, but I didn't realize it was Beachbody. I don't know why. I thought that was another MLM. Yeah, I didn't realize that was Shakeology was Beachbody. What are the supplements like?
Well, I like the pre-workout. It's pretty good, but I think you could get the same thing. If you like do your research about ingredients, you could get the same thing probably for cheaper. So it's nothing special really. And then the Shakeology, they have like gluten-free options. They have vegan options, which is great if those are your things. It's just expensive. Like if the products are fine. I'm not saying the products are bad or there's bad things in them. They're just so expensive. For the pre-workout, it was, I think, $90 a month.
Wow.
And then the Shakeology is like $109 or something.
Yeah.
So it's so expensive. Yeah. Really, really expensive.
Especially if you're paying for all of it as a package. Yes. You know, paying for the workouts, paying for everything else.
And if you have those two accounts, if you have the two accounts, so my account was the pre-workout, my husband's account was the Shakeology. So those combined, like we were paying over $300 a month.
Wow.
So it was a lot.
That's crazy, isn't it? Crazy amounts of money.
Yes.
The accountability groups then, do you have to run your own or is it like a national one or?
So at first when I enrolled as a coach, I was under my downlines, group. So she could see, or I could see how she ran them. But then like, once you are in there for a couple months and she sees that you are building your own business and your own team, you start running your own. So I was with her for a little bit and then I started my own thing. And you can pretty much do them however you want. You can focus on workouts. You can focus on nutrition. It's really just whatever you think your group needs.
Great. I think, like you said, that's the great side of it, isn't it? The accountability groups, it's support for people. It's people who genuinely want the lifestyle change and a healthier life. It's a fantastic selling point, I guess, because you don't get that everywhere, do you? You know, you can sign up for a gym, but you don't get all of the extras. You pay extra for all of that. So
no.
Yeah, but again, it's the price.
It absolutely is the price. Yes, for sure.
I've got something to ask. I don't know what to go to next. So some MLMs are, you know, there isn't much to the product, I guess. Like I was in New Skin, so you use the skincare in the morning and the evening. It's not really a lifestyle change. It's not really it's not a big thing. Whereas something like Beachbody, you know, you're doing the workouts every day. Like you're following the nutrition plan. It is your whole lifestyle change, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. But I would say it's not sustainable.
Okay.
I feel like, cause what I saw was like the people that I enrolled were super excited about it at first. And they would do well, but it always goes back to the cost. Like they're like, I just can't afford. And that's when I was like, your health is worth it. Like, I don't want people to feel like they can't afford to be healthy.
Yeah.
So that also is kind of triggering for me. Like I don't think this is for me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess that's why the accountability group is so important, isn't it? Because it is literally your whole day. Like, have you done your routine, your workouts today? Have you done your, you know, you followed your nutrition plan today? Have you attended whatever training it is today as well. Like there's a, it's a full time, that is a full on full time MLM to be a part of by the sounds of it.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. And I think too, so I struggled in high school with an eating disorder. And so to have somebody like tell me, you need to take, you know, you need to weigh yourself before you start a program. And then you need to only eat out of these little tiny portion control cups. And then you need to take measurements. And luckily, like I've had a lot of good therapy from that. Mm-hmm. And so I just straight up said, like, I can't do that for my own mental health. I can't do that because I will go back into a really dark spot. But they really do push that on you. And so when you say, like, I'm a coach, but you don't know these people, these people's medical history, like it's dangerous.
Sure. Yeah. And good for you for standing up for yourself and not, you know, not, not falling into that. Cause that you're right. That is quite pretty dangerous, especially if people aren't educated.
Yep.
So with, I guess the training I wanted to talk about. So talking about people who aren't educated, what kind of training do people get? Like when you talk me through what the beginning training is and the ongoing training, even the business building training, what kind of support do you get?
The training is just the business training. It's not like, it's not like the health behind it. It's literally just the business. So they teach you like about the different tiers. They teach you about the ranks, how to hit the ranks, what happens when you hit the ranks. They teach you how to invite people, what the invite process is like. And if, you know, they're saying like, send us your invites and we'll kind of critique them. And then send us your people who reject you and we'll send you like what to say back to them. So it's a lot of that stuff. It's a lot of social media training. So that's pretty much how everybody connects with each other is social media. And so they teach you about like your cold market, which is the people who you don't know and how to approach them. And then they have your warm market. So how to approach people that you do know. And those are like the biggest things as far as training goes.
Wow, that is so scary.
It's so scary.
You know, if somebody signed up to like want to lose weight, get a healthier lifestyle and came to you with, you know, I've got a heart problem, I've got lung disease, or I'm diabetic, like what are those people going to do?
I don't, especially now that you say like diabetic, like that's super dangerous. Like I would never want to be responsible for like, here, drink these shakes when they're going to put these in like people in like diabetic comas, like
pre-workouts. Let's pump them full of all of that.
Nothing. We have, there's absolutely no training
so
on anything.
Frightening. And you're, and what do they call themselves in Beachbody?
Coaches. Like,
oh, crazy. Wow. Even, you know, even people with, I mean, I've got asthma, but it isn't exercise limiting. I'm just lazy. I can't use the asthma as an excuse. But in the case of asthma and stuff like that, some people have it a lot worse than I do, you know. So for me, it's just been a little thing that's ran in my family and I've got inhalers and I get on with it. You know, I'm not on a lot of different type of inhalers, though it's not really limiting.
Yeah.
But some people will start the workouts, even just the workouts, not even the nutrition side. Can't do that much, and people are like, no, you got to keep pushing in those accountability groups. Well, what's your excuse? I've done it. What's your excuse?
I can't breathe.
Literally.
Would be a good excuse.
I've keeled over on the floor.
And I think too, like they really go after a certain market of people, which is really frustrating. So like postpartum moms, I know, is like a huge market because they want to lose that baby weight. They want to get back to their pre-pregnancy body. And I've had three babies. Like you don't just go back into that. And you're so sensitive after you have a baby. Like if somebody would have approached me and been like, hey, do you want your pre-pregnancy body back? I'd be like, I just pushed a baby out of my body. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And they're frustrating because they'll tell you to message them. And you know, they'll tell you like, you need to act interested. Like, how's your baby? Or your baby's so cute. And then you do the invite. Like you make that connection first is what they tell you. And then once you connected, then that's when you send the invite.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's so sad. It's so bad.
It's so sad, isn't it?
And I almost feel like, I almost feel like I need to apologize to my social media following because I think like now that I know, I think people can figure out like what I was doing. I was posting the workouts. I was, you know, talking about my accountability group. And really, like I said, like not really with ill intentions, just kind of sharing about it. And I almost feel like I need to make like a social media apology and be like, hey, I'm not selling anything. That's what I made. I made a accountability group for my health and wellness people, but it's free. Like literally anybody can be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've invited people to it, but I almost feel like I need to make a post and be like, hey, this is literally just me. It's not through anything else. It's not through Beachbody, because they never want you to tell them that you're with Beachbody. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's like the golden rule. It's like Fight Club. You don't talk about it.
You don't tell them, and you don't show the label. Like they send me the shaker cup and they're like, make sure you show your pre-workout or whatever, but don't show the label. Like, don't let them see.
It's crazy.
Don't let them
and
see.
And do not mention prices. Only in the DMs.
It's so true. It's so true.
They're all the same. True.
And you don't answer. You don't even talk about the price until like the very last thing. Like you tell them what everything that they get first. And then when they ask, and you don't tell them about the $15.99 fee, you assume that, because you can sign up as a customer too. And they don't go in your downline and they don't have the $15.99 fee. But if they're not in your downline, they don't count. They don't count as like the number of people you need to hit the ranks.
And you get points from their sales or anything. So we did that in New Skin. We got
points. Those are the Success Club points. You get points for everybody, but they don't go in your downline.
Okay.
And they don't go towards your rank. And so they just say like, don't even give them an option. Just sign them up as a coach. But then when they get that $15.99 fee, the next month they're like, hey, like, what is this? And then you have to explain awkwardly, like, oh, that's your business fee. And they're like, well, we don't want
the business.
Like, I don't want that. And then they cancel. And that's why you have to have people constantly joining, because everybody cancels because they don't want that $15.99 fee.
And also, like, I guess they set it, an online account gets set up, you know, you have to go on there, and it is a big problem, isn't it? The whole reading the terms and conditions, the thing when none of us read.
The small print. No, you we scroll don't down, read you accept. That. No,
and I would never tell anybody to read them, so I'd be such a hypocrite. But in those situations, that's where you miss it. That's where it's told you're part of this business now. We're going to take this amount from you every month. Yep. You signed up for this long. You can't talk about the business after you leave it for this amount of time, like some of them are. But yeah, that's where you would. And really, people are just, I guess, telling you, it'll send you an online link and you just go through it. And then that's how you can order your own supplements and shakes, when really you've just agreed to sign your life away, basically.
You did. And plus that nutrition program I talked about, that's $30 a month as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that extra $30, the extra $15, and then the supplements on top of it. So it is so expensive.
Yeah.
So really, like, my goal really was like, I got to sign up 3 people because I don't want to have to pay.
Yeah.
I can't pay. I don't want to pay for it, you know? So that's where the
and paying
people.
2 accounts as well, like you said, for your husband too.
Yeah.
Did you sign anybody up under your husband?
So in order for me to hit diamond, you have to have, so the first rank is emerald, and to hit diamond, you have to have an emerald on one side of your thing and then an emerald on the other side. And so for me to hit diamond, I had built off of him as well. And then I had another coach that was building as well. And so now, like, since I canceled, the girl that was building, she went over to my upline, and she's still there. But since I've quit, like, a couple of the other girls that were with me, like, they did the new coach mentorship, they're messaging me like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you quit. Like, what made you do it? And I would just kind of tell them, and they're like, yeah, I've kind of been thinking the same thing. So now, like, her little people are crumbling, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm the cause of all of her chaos probably right now, which has me feeling guilty because I still have a heart. Like, I feel bad. Like, she makes a lot of money off of this. And, a lot of people, or some of my friends, are also like, yeah, I don't know that I want to do this anymore either. So I don't know.
So she's about to lose quite a few. I only managed to sign up a couple of people, and I just went radio silent on everybody. My downline, my upline. I was just like,
it's so much to keep up with
these people. Then,
yeah,
I don't know what'll happen. I guess my own account will just, it just disappeared after a while. You know, you'd not logged in so long. So, but yeah, I just didn't tell anybody. I just stopped getting in contact with people because I was like, what do I tell people? I've been, not, I wouldn't say I'm lying to people because I never said, oh, I'm earning sure. loads of money, but
right.
I was skirting the truth, definitely.
Yeah.
So you don't yeah. want to go in there and go, look, I was lying to you, basically. This is rubbish. This is, you know, because people have put their faith into you, haven't they? So yes. it's hard. It's a hard situation to be in to come out. And I think that's why a lot of people stay in.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's super hard to get out because, like, the people that I had under me, I still want them to feel like they can trust me. I don't want them to feel like, well, she signed me up just so she can make money off of me. So now I feel like I have this duty to go back and apologize mm-hmm. to me. Like, I'm sorry that I even brought this up to you. And I'm sorry that you spent all this yeah. money, even though it's not my responsibility to, you know, they spend their money the way they want to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I didn't, like, you know, cold message them and manipulate them. Like, I have a clear conscience on that. But at the same time, I still feel like I need to send some sort of apology. And I want yeah. to make that social media post kind of just so people aren't like, oh, this girl's selling Beachbody.
Yeah.
But my upline are, they're still, they watch my stories and things. I can go back and see like who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm almost afraid to even say anything about it. But it goes back to like, those are superficial relationships. Like they're not, I have like a really good pod of people that are actually like my friends who I hang out with, who I invest my time in, like they invest into my kids. And like, those are the people I really care about. These people live so far away from me. I'm never going to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, like, I still just feel, I don't know. I still feel weird knowing that they're watching yeah. me. Like, I feel like I have to watch what I say.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know how long you've been in the, cause I know for reference for people listening, we connected through not the UK one, but an anti-MLM Facebook group.
Yeah.
And connected. I sound like I'm in an MLM. Oh, no.
And you know what? It didn't even faze me because I'm so used to like,
can't wait to whatever. Connect.
We're connecting.
Yes. But you see a lot of stories in those groups of people who've been through hell and been to hell and back.
Hmm.
With the drama they've had from leaving MLMs and what they've posted and people coming back at them. So how do you feel about that in terms of posting, like you said, them watching your stories? Do you think that that's something that could happen?
I think there's only like two people who I'm worried about. And my husband is like, just like block them from your stories. Like, don't let them see your stories. And I could do that. And I could block mm-hmm. their phone numbers. And I don't know. I honestly haven't figured that out yet. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know why I care so much because like I said, like they're not my actual group of friends and people. They're just
yeah.
acquaintances really. They were never really like my real friends. Like, I don't think their intentions were great. I almost feel kind of used by them. So I don't know why mm-hmm. I feel like I owe them.
Yeah.
I owe them anything. I don't know.
No, but you've had a relationship with them for quite a long time, haven't you? You've had a friendship. Well, and you thought it was a friendship. So
I did.
It's hard to come to terms with, isn't it? That they're not your friends. Yeah,
they're not.
No. They're not. That's sad. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't feel like I lost a ton. It's okay.
Less pressure, probably.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier about so when we talk about social media, the photoshopping results photos, and I know that's not just a Beachbody thing, that is a thing in general, isn't it, that is so detrimental to people and so damaging. Was that something yeah. that was really common in Beachbody then, the results pictures common. You see?
It is. And being a photographer, like, I can tell. Like, mm-hmm. I work with Photoshop all of the time, like, just removing, you know, blemishes, whatever, not, mm-hmm. like, making people skinny, but I have a pretty good eye at this point. I've been doing photography for a lot of years and I can tell. And that's one thing I was like, I'm not doing that. And they want you to have like a preset and all of these things to make your social media look great. But as far as like the transformation pictures go, like I said, your body can only transform so much.
Yeah.
Like, it's physically not possible.
No.
It's crazy to me. And then I was part of a test group. So I earned this spot in a test group, which mm-hmm. is a group of people who have hit Success Club their first 3 months of their business. And they get to try out a workout program that hasn't launched yet.
Wow.
And so I got to do this test group with, it was called Let's Get Up. It was Sean T. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
No.
He's a super trainer and he had this program. And so I got to be in this test group, and they were so strict about taking those measurements and weighing yourself, because they wanted you to post your transformation pictures so they could use those to advertise the program. Oh, like the wow. the big picture, the big Beachbody mm-hmm. people wanted to use these transformation pictures. And it was a dance program, which is great. Like, that's fine, but you're not going to get huge results from a dance program. And I'm smaller anyways. And so my goal was not to lose any weight anyways. And so I was like, I'm just not going to submit anything because I don't have anything to submit. And they kicked me out of the group. I wasn't allowed to be in the test group because I didn't post.
You or
I
didn't, failed like, the send test. The stuff.
I did. I absolutely did. And I'm okay with that.
That's it's really damaging to people, isn't it? And I suppose, I guess, you know, if you've got, I don't know what they call them, clients. Do they call them clients?
So if you sign them up as a coach, you call them VIPs. If they're not actually coaching, it makes them feel important. Mm-hmm. And then you have clients, who are people who sign up as customers.
Yeah. So if they send you your results, send you their results pictures, mm-hmm. and then they're like, oh, I'm so excited but nervous that she's going to post them on her social media because I've done so well. I'm really proud of myself. And then it comes out, it's like, oh, that's not the picture I sent her. Oh, edited it. Yeah. Oh, so my results I got aren't as good as I thought they were then because she's felt the need to edit them more.
Yeah, that would be, I had never even considered like thinking about that, but I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens. And that goes back to what I said, like, I don't want people to think I'm selling their progress for my own gain. Like, I'm just not about that.
No. I just thought I'd let you guys know we now have a Homecover Discord server that anyone can join. It's a great platform to chat to everybody on away from social media. So if you want to join the Discord, head over to UK Anti-MLM Instagram page and the link will be in the bio. So how does, you said you've got your own health and wellness business. How, at the time, you know, you just set that up, you were doing that anyway. What does your business do and what does Beachbody do? How did it work together, if that makes sense?
So the process for my health and wellness clients is you fill out this evaluation that I created. And then based off of that, I kind of make this health and wellness plan for you. And so it's just helping people reach their goals. And it's not even like weight loss. It's more of like healthy habits, how to understand like what food does to your body, what exercise does to your body. And like, I've studied this stuff. Like, I have a degree in this. So I know like the things.
Yeah.
And so I was just thinking like the workouts mostly could just be, if somebody didn't really have a workout routine.
Yeah.
Like, here's like an entire list of workouts that you can use if you want them. And that was kind of my intention to begin with, like that, just to have that as an addition to all of these other things, but never required. Like, I didn't make them sign up for Beachbody. A couple of them did, which was fine. But it was never a requirement because I don't think it is for everybody. And that's something that they push on us, like Beachbody. There's something for everybody in Beachbody, even if it's just the nutrition programs or if it is the workouts, like they really push everybody and anybody can be successful with Beachbody. And I just don't think that's necessarily true.
No, and it's not easy at all. Mm-hmm. I agree completely. Like, I guess the motivation is a big thing as well, isn't it? And it's easy to, because when I've, you know, tried to go down fitness routes myself in the past, because you're not knowledgeable in the subject, you want it all spelled out for you. You want the handbook written for you. And on a Monday, you do this, you eat this, you take this, you work out like this. On a Thursday, you do this. And that is so much easier for people. So having that as a whole package is great.
Yeah.
But other people, it just doesn't work. Some people don't have the personalities to stick to things. That's probably something I personally stick with. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes being in those accountability groups for those people isn't helpful because you just look at it and feel bad, but you don't have the motivation to do it yourself. You just look at it and, well, that's put me in a bad mood because I've done nothing today.
You get discouraged. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I can see how it's not helpful for everybody. So were you still taking clients on for your personal business?
I was. And so that was another thing too. I was having a lot of people wanting to do that. And I don't have time. Like, I don't have time to be inviting people to something, especially if I'm not really into it anymore. I didn't want to pay for those products. So I like felt like I had to do both. Yeah. Plus I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have three little boys and there's just no time. Like, I don't have time. And I found myself all the time, like on my phone, searching for people like, okay, who might be interested or who is watching my stories? Maybe like, you know, maybe I can connect with them, like whatever. And I was finding myself getting frustrated with my kids because they would want my attention. And I'd be like, no, I'm doing this. Like, I'm busy right now. Yeah. Wait a minute. Like, I'm a stay-at-home mom for a reason. Like, I'm not staying at home so I can be on my phone. Like, I'm staying at home so I can invest in my kids. And so really just getting my priorities straight really helped as well. But I didn't have time for that. Plus my health and wellness business at the same time.
And the photography.
And the photography that takes off a lot. Like in the right now is like senior picture season. I don't know if you all do senior pictures right there. Senior picture season. And then everybody wants fall pictures because the leaves are beautiful in the fall in Ohio. And so it's just chaos.
Good time for business though.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I've never really thought of the stay at home mom thing like that. Like, you are at home to invest in your kids, and you know, MLM's kind of push that you don't need to be a stay-at-home mom. Well, I've chosen to be one, so what do you think to that?
Yes. Or they, it's reversed, and they'll say like, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom, do this and be successful, and then you can stay at home with your kids because you'll be making. And it's just not, it's, I mean, for some people, like my sister-in-law, that's that happened for her. Now she's at home with her kids and that's great. And she really, really like drives that home with people. But it takes a long time and it's not.
And you will be on the phone, on your phone for their whole childhood before you become successful.
And then they'll be out of the house. And you know, that's so true.
Wow. That's something to think about. I've not thought of it that way before.
Yeah.
So how do you think you being in Beachbody and not anymore, do you think that will have any effect on your health and wellness business?
Yes and no. I feel like, I feel like people are going to be able to trust me more.
Yeah.
And even though I didn't have the ill intentions, if people know that I'm not trying to sell something else, I feel like they're going to trust me.
Yeah.
So I would say, I don't think it'll have necessarily a negative impact. So yeah, I don't really know why I said yes and no, but I think no, it's not going to have a negative
impact. That's good.
Impact.
That's good. Yeah. No. And also putting the respect on your education too.
Yeah. Like, I spent a lot of freaking money on that. Like, I'm still paying for that education for sure. Same. And I think it's great for people to have a coach, like a real coach who, is able to sift through that information and give it to you in a safe way to use to your knowledge, instead of just being like, here's all these things. Like, I don't really know what they're going to do to you, but it'll be fine. Like,
we'll find out.
We'll find out. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, but it's actually, you've got the knowledge to give to people, and that's the selling point on its own. You know, anybody can become a Beachbody coach. I might as well sign up as one myself and I'll get the knowledge myself. I'll have access to you don't get any
knowledge.
No, do they not give you any like resources or anything like that?
On their website, they have like, so for Shakeology, they have all the ingredients posted and they'll tell you like what the ingredients are for. But as far as like actual research and data and like things like that,
help sheets
like maybe for invites, and like how to get people over, you know, saying no but not,
and post
like,
this picture and copy and paste,
or they
this.
Would just say like refer them to the nutrition program and they have like this whole nutrition thing established, which is fine, but no, we don't get any sort of
that. Is scary.
They just tell you like, this is the total solution. That's what they say. This is the total solution.
Yeah. You don't personally need it, I guess. Because they personally give it you can take that off and do with what you will. But that, I didn't think of it that
way.
And
even just the name Beachbody, like, I hate that. I hate that term. Like, cause it really puts it in this bubble, like Beachbody. Yeah. Like, I want a Beachbody. I want to look good in a bikini. Like, yes, I want a Beachbody. Just the word Beachbody, like, is like nailed on a chalkboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everybody has different ideals of what's good to them, isn't it? It's not always a, the beach aesthetic. It, for some people, it's completely different. So you are kind of singling out. But I know they do a lot of broad workouts, don't they?
They do. So they have, you know, weight training, lifting, strength training, cardio. They have dance programs. They have yoga, Pilates, like a bar program. So they do have a lot of options. That's, like I said, I do enjoy the workouts. I kept the on demand just because I don't want, I can't go to the gym with three kids. So I'll just do it at home.
No. And I suppose some of them, like the weight stuff, I guess you'd need a gym membership as well. After everything else you're paying out every month, you need to be, have access to the weight, the weights.
Yeah.
The
you need the equipment.
Equipment. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is an expensive one. You so could probably, you could probably hire your own life coach to follow you around all day at that, couldn't you?
You absolutely yes, for sure, absolutely.
Crazy. So how does your husband feel now about you leaving?
He is very happy. he is really happy about it. Like I said, he was supportive the whole time, but he would always make subtle comments, like, because we, oh my gosh, I forgot to talk about the team calls. Well, we had team calls every Monday, and then my coach would host them on Sundays. And like, if you didn't show up, I would get a text like, hey, where are you? Like, team call. And it's pretty much them talking about like, I'm trying to think of like inviting was always a topic. Social media was always a topic. How to be successful when you feel like you can't be successful. And it was always, the calls were always hosted by these people who are making, who are making a ton of money. Well, it's easy for you to say, because I mean, you're making a lot of money off of this.
Yeah.
And so there's the team calls, and then they have something called Summit, and it's like their big get together.
Did you go to that?
Well, so I earned a free ticket because I was a success starter. But then it got canceled because of COVID.
Of course.
But they are having, it's actually next week. Everybody's going down to Florida together, and they're going to have this big convention and this big party.
That sounds COVID safe.
It does. Exactly. Yes. And they really push for you to go. They really push for us to go. And it's, so if I would have gone to the actual summit, that would have been free because I would have earned it. But this is through just like my coaches doing it. And so it wasn't free. My husband is a varsity football coach. And so they're starting practice. And I was like, I can't leave my kids. Like I can't, my husband is coaching. He's not available. So I just can't leave my kids. And they're like, well, can't your mother-in-law watch them or your mom watch them or whatever? Like, we really want you to come. And I was like, I can't. And they just really made me feel guilty. And they really push like the fear of missing out thing. And so
I'm sure you're not missing much.
I'm probably not. I'm sure.
Don't they like stream them online or something anyway?
Well, they won't. This is just my coaches. So my top coach and then her top coach are hosting it.
Right.
And so it's just their own thing in place of Summit, because that's canceled because of COVID. So I don't even really know what they're doing down there. Probably like team calls, but just in person, which I'm not super interested in.
No.
So
you have to pretend really to be really interested face to face too. Can't just turn your camera off.
And I always joke because like we had those masks on for so long, and I was like, now people can see like my facial expression. So I really need to be careful. So that would not be probably a good environment for me to be in.
Yeah, those training calls or something else.
They are.
Was your upline kind of a shouter? Was she loud and aggressive like some of them you watch?
That makes me laugh. She talked really super fast. Like it's almost like she drank that pre-workout before the call and just really like got herself
warmed up for the event.
Yes. Yes, too fast. And they would even say, like, you need to talk cute. And I'd be like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't, because they wanted us to send, like, because you can, like, type messages on DMs, you know, or you can voice message them. And they're like, if you voice message, it's more personal, but you need to sound cute when you do it. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, what does that even, I don't know what that means. I'm just going to text. I'm just going to type them because I don't want people to hear my voice anyways.
I hate when people send me voice messages because I'm like, do I need to
do them back? I don't like listening to them either.
And you're me like either. In a public place. You can't just press play everywhere. You don't know what's going to come out. I wonder what sounding cute means. Are you on TikTok?
I am. Okay, this is funny. I'm not on TikTok. Like, I don't post TikToks.
Yeah.
But I have like one of those accounts that are like 1,400 numbers. And I, so I just aimlessly scroll
for hours and hours.
My gosh. It's such a rabbit hole.
Yeah. There was this like a bit of a trend going around. It's an American lady. So I'm assuming that, you know, it's out there over there too. But it's like this girl, she's on like a floaty thing in a lake. And she's like, if you're not at the lake, where you at? And like the at is like really long. Maybe that's what you have to do to sound cute. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe like really enunciate some syllables. I'm not interested in being cute. No. I don't have time for that.
You know, sometimes as well, that's also a way of saying, you know, because you see it like... Our version of it would be watching things on TV that are American where you kind of act dumb.
Yes.
And it makes you cute.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly.
That's what I'm trying to think. Like Hayley Dunphy out of Modern Family.
Yes. Yes, that is exactly. Yes, the connection is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe I'm thinking that you want to dumb yourself down, but try and get them to join your business. It's not really.
Oh my gosh. And people will go for it at least for a couple weeks before they cancel and be like, this is too much money.
She is dumb. Wow. Yeah.
She is. And I'm dumb for like falling for it.
No, yeah, you're not. Sure. Lots of people are. Lots of people fall for it. They hopefully do. Lots more people are getting out of them.
Yeah. Some of the things I see in that group, I joined that group initially because I was starting, that's when I was starting to question, like, is this really a good thing? And some of the things people would post in there and some of the screenshots, I'm like, holy cow, like this exists. Like it actually made me feel good about myself because I was like, I am not that bad. But sometimes I'm like, where's people's like decency? I don't understand. It's awful.
My favorites are the ones who go on their stories and they're like really aggressive about defending the business.
Oh,
like they're my favorite ones. And you're like, why are you shouting at me? Like, I don't have to come home and shout about my workplace.
Right. Yeah. The people who defend it are.
Get really aggressive with people. Like, you're dumb because you don't understand how this works. Okay.
Yeah. And my favorite thing too now is people will always compare it to having like it's a pyramid. It's not a pyramid scheme. Like you have a CEO. So isn't that kind of like a pyramid scheme too? And I'm like, no,
classic.
It's totally different. Like it's classic. Not even.
My manager doesn't get a bonus when she gets a new person in her team.
Yes, exactly. No kidding. No kidding. And when she wanted to buy me those leggings, I was like, you honestly, like, I'm really uncomfortable. Like you do not have to do this. And she's like, no, like you've earned these. And I'm thinking, yeah, because I probably did pay for these leggings because I probably enrolled so many people to make you so much money. So I was like, whatever.
Yep.
Buy me the leggings. Give me. Yeah.
How many hours a day do you think you put into when you're at the height of your beach body time? How many hours do you think you're putting in?
Oh my gosh. I would say, so I had to work in little or like work in little pockets of time just because I have, you know, the three boys. And so oh gosh, I would say at least 6 to 8 hours a day.
Wow.
And that would just be, you know, scrolling through things, trying to see if, you know, there was anybody that maybe I could connect with that would eventually, and that's the thing, like you would connect with them and not ask them, but then eventually the goal is for them to ask me.
Yeah, it's almost like grooming people online, isn't it?
Exactly.
In a scary, scary way it is. Like,
yes.
We can joke and laugh, but it's scary.
So
like, you know, like you were saying, your upline was commenting on your posts and it's like a slow process sometimes that they draw you in and draw you in and like, oh, we're actually good friends. So I'm going to join her team. Yeah.
And I actually had a friend, one of my best friends from high school, she messaged me like right in the end of December. Uh-huh. And she was like, hey, are you doing Beachbody? And I was like, yeah. And she sent me this message. Like, she was really disappointed in me for doing it.
Oh, wow.
And I actually took offense to it because I was like, no, I don't want to be like, no, I'm not that person. But really, like, I'm really not trying to be like that scummy MLM person. She's like, yeah, but do you even know like what you're doing? And do you even know, you know, what's in the products and all these things? And I was like, well, I do know what's in the products, but that really, that got me thinking too, like, cause this is somebody that I really trusted.
Mm-hmm.
And if she was so, I don't want to say against it, but if she was so skeptical, I was like, maybe I should also be skeptical. But at that point, like I was seeing an income with it. So I was like, this is providing for my family and I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. So I'm just going to brush that under the rug and just kind of keep pushing forward.
Yeah,
but I probably should message her and be like, you're
right.
Probably right.
Annoyingly, you were right.
And my husband, like, you were right.
I always say that my partner was not happy when I joined New Skin at all. Would not talk about it. Would not listen to anything.
Now, what is New Skin? I'm not sure what that is. Is that like skincare, obviously?
Yes. Yeah, so okay. New Skin is skincare. They do some supplements as well, like those green tea tablets, you know, like.
Gotcha.
This one tablet has the equivalent of like 30 cups of green tea or whatever stupid calculations they make. I never took them myself. But yeah, so they're a pretty big one over here, but I know they are, it's quite a popular one in America too. Not as popular as like the big ones like Monet or Beachbody or anything, but that's the one I joined, but he was not happy at all. Like, it was arguments, and I've said it before on the podcast, but I went to my upline's house, and because I was like, well, if I talk to her face to face, it's real.
Yes, I totally get that.
So I came back with all these facts, these stupid facts, like, well, actually, I think you'll find it's not even a pyramid scheme because they're illegal, so you're the dumb one, but I'll prove you wrong. And then after I lasted about 3 months. It was rubbish, but I didn't get anywhere, and I was about 3 months in, I just skirted over the fact he was right. Just let's put that to bed. And that was like,
say it out loud.
Yeah, that was like 3 or 4 years ago, and it's only probably in the last year since I've got into the anti-MLM stuff that we do talk about the fact I joined it. You know, it's it's not humiliating because, you know, he's my partner, but you know what I mean, I'm like, damn it, you were right.
Right. And I almost feel like, I don't know if you have felt the same, but I almost feel like shame that I was part of it to begin with.
I did at first, definitely. I mean, I was having problems with my Instagram account anyway, where I thought that like I was getting kind of, you know, like dodgy messages, or maybe, you know, like that kind of thing, like it'd been hacked or something. So I did end up making a new Instagram profile, but the fact that I'd had all these old pictures on there and everything else was a big factor in, I don't want to be on this profile anymore because it's just reminding me of being, you know, trying my hardest to recruit people. And not really trying my hardest, because I didn't really try, let's be fair, but at the time I think I thought I was trying. But like posting the dumb pictures of like me holding products and look at my skin and, you know, like that kind of thing. And there's still a lot of people on there that followed me from, you know, they put you in WhatsApp groups. I don't know, were you put in any WhatsApp groups of like other coaches and stuff like that?
They called them push pods.
Yeah, push pods.
Push pods, yeah.
That's a cool name.
Push pods.
Yeah. And you're posting there like, oh, I've just posted a picture, can everyone go and like it? And you know, that kind of, I still had people on, a lot of people on there from them. So I was like, I need a new profile. I need to forget that ever happened. But things still come up in my Facebook memories and I'm like, shake it off.
That is a new element too, because I will the same thing, kind of scroll back through my Instagram and like go back through my stories, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like what were you doing? And even so, the big thing on Instagram now is reels, like it's like TikTok. And they want you to post reels, and they're kind of they say like, you know, this is your business, you can run it however you want. But I had been posting pictures of my kids because I love them and they're adorable. And my upline messaged me. She's like, I think you need to post less pictures of your kids. And I was like,
Rude.
What? I'm a stay-at-home mom. Like, this is all I've got. Like, these are the only people I see all day long. This is it.
This is my hobbies and everything.
Yeah, I don't have hobbies. Like, my children take up all of my time. Mm-hmm. And so they really are kind of strict about what you post, and they want you to post all these reels. And so I had posted a reel, and I had gotten this Beachbody t-shirt or long sleeve shirt, because I had hit Success Club, and this hat. And so it has it's just a little Beachbody logo on the side and a little one on the hat. And that just happened to be what I had on that day. And they're like, you need to post a reel. And so I posted this reel with one of my kids. Of course, my kids were in it, because they're like my buffer for most things. Mm-hmm. And but now I feel like I need to go back and delete all of the things that even have any remnants of.
Yeah, make sure you put one of the products in the background so people see
So nobody can see
it. On the counter. You call them counters, don't you? Kitchen counters, but we call them worktops. But make sure that's it right in the corner there, the picture. Yep. So you're just planting that seed.
Yep. So people maybe ask about it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I did say on my social media a couple of days ago, I finished a program just because I'd finished it. And I was like, I'm not going to be posting any transformation pictures anymore, because I don't have to prove to you that my body is like strong and capable or something like that.
Yeah.
And then someone messaged me. They're like, are you done with Beachbody? And I was like, oh no, was it that obvious?
People are noticing.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. She's like, it was obvious.
And you look back at I suppose next year and the year after, you'll kind of get them in your memories as well on Facebook. But, you know, you read back the post, you think, no wonder people messaged me off that post. It was stupid. Like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever said in my life.
Yes.
This is the reason why I'm able to do this and why I'm able to do this. Yes. And it's my work colleagues. Like, no, it's not. You come to work every day. That's why you're able to do this. You're dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. When they would post if you do this and this, like, then you can stay at home with your kids. And I'm like, yeah. And you can make maybe $50 after all of your products are paid for. Like, you're not making.
This is how I pay for my kids. If I didn't do this, my kids wouldn't be able to do this club or this activity. Yes. And it's like, I mean, they probably would. You'd find it from
somewhere
else.
A way. You would. You absolutely would. Like, maybe don't go to Target or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe that everything that was that startup fee would have paid for the year, actually.
Yes. So we sat down and redid our budget, because that income wasn't going to be coming in anymore. And so we sat down and we redid it. And honestly, when we sat down and put in all the numbers, so we just did our taxes a couple months ago. And I think I only made, I think it was $1,200 for almost the whole
time you were in.
The whole time. And I was like, oh, because once we took out the monthly fee and the products and all of the things, it was $1,200. And I was like, that's all.
So how long were you in altogether?
So I started actually July 15th was when I started. Mm-hmm. And then I just ended 2 weeks ago, officially ended 2 weeks ago.
So just under a year.
Yeah. Just under a year. And I did not, we were paying so much money, and even though it didn't cost us anything, just not having that $300 come out a month.
Yeah.
I'm also not spending $300 on, products.
Yeah.
And so I won't be making any money necessarily, but we're not going to be spending $300 either. So it kind of just, it just kind of evens out. We didn't really.
Yeah. And I mean, $1,200, I guess, in pounds, that'd probably be about £800 to £900.
Okay. I have no clue, for being honest.
It's something like, I've got family in America, so I used to shop when I went there. So currency wizard. I would only cost me this much, but I think it'd probably be about £800 or £900, depending what the exchange is now. But wow, that's less than a monthly wage, isn't it? I don't really know what the rate of pay for even lower paid jobs would be in America, your minimum wage. I don't know what that would be, but
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, probably less than that if you do the whole month.
Yeah. And imagine if you were fully absorbed in it and telling people, I'm earning all of this and all of this. And
yeah, if you see those posts, they're not, honestly, the chances of them actually making a substantial income are probably very slim. mm-hmm. they want you to think that they're making that much money. So then you will also be like, I want to make that much money too by staying at home. How yeah. do I do it? It's such a scam. Like,
wow. True, are they one true. Of the MLMs that give out cards? Give out, I say, because they're never given out. But do they? Is the car bonus a thing for
Beachbody?
Car
is not, but Plexus,
mm-hmm.
Plexus is, and
yeah,
yes.
My so your sister-in-law has, got, yeah, she's got a nice car.
But when, but now when I think about like what she's had to do, because I honestly like I used to be kind of jealous of that, like. Oh my gosh, like you're making so much money. And she is, like, truly she is making a ton of money. She just got yeah. a free Lexus.
Yeah.
And she goes on all these amazing trips. And so I was kind of feeling jealous.
Yeah. And it looks on the outside, they're doing bugger all for it.
It does. And so, but now that I know I know how that works now, mm-hmm. and I know what she's had to do to get to that point.
Yeah.
I don't want any part in that. Like, I would rather be like we live a pretty comfortable life,
mm-hmm.
But we have to manage our money. But I really feel like, especially my kids, like that's teaching them. I think they're going to have better values and they're yeah. going to appreciate more things by not having everything that they've ever wanted.
Yeah.
They're going to be better people for it. And so when I think about like what she's had to do to get where she is,
mm-hmm.
it like makes my skin crawl because yeah. not about manipulating people. And like you said, it's almost like grooming people.
Yeah.
And like tricking them into buying something just for you to have success.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, like you said about budgeting, like I don't know anybody who, unless you're somebody like Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or somebody, I don't even think looks at a price on anything. But like,
yeah,
you know, even pretty successful people have a budget. You know, they
absolutely.
still have a mortgage. Most of these people, they're right. still... their cars are on finance plans and, you know, they'll say, God, our mortgage is a lot. You know, that's a lot of their budget. Like everybody has a budget to work to, you know, yep. so it's a completely normal place to be in life. And I think MLMs try to tell you otherwise, you know, what's it like to live like this and go on all these yeah. amazing trips. Well, even rich people budget for those trips. So it's not right. just, yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy way of life, isn't it?
It really is. There's so every much like story. Behind the scenes stuff you don't yeah. realize.
Yeah. Every story I hear is just, you can't, it's just still like, I say, wow, so many times in my podcast, because I just hear them, the stories, and yes, they're all kind of the same, but
yeah,
I'm still shocked at things too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know I've had friends who have invested in different MLMs and it's been financially devastating for them.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad. Like when they thought that this was going to be like their step for like financial freedom is what they always say.
Yeah.
It turns into this devastating, they've lost so much money. And then I'm angry. Like, I can't believe that there's people out there who tell you like, you're going to make all this money.
Yeah.
And they're only telling you that so you'll sign up so they can make all the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's so frustrating. That's so frustrating to me.
Very. Have you seen... it's just come out on Netflix over here, the Becoming a God in Central Florida.
No, I have so, not.
Yeah, I think
it's a documentary.
It's a series. Like it's a drama series. Kirsten Dunst is in it.
Oh, okay. I like her a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen her in anything for a long time. But yeah, it looks as though they did one season and then it's been cancelled. But I think they put it on Netflix and it's become kind of like Superstore. Do you watch Superstore?
I don't watch a ton of TV. I watch The Bachelor and that's about it.
yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those, I think, that's become more successful being on Netflix than when it was on TV. I get that impression. So it was on Netflix in America for a long time. And people over here were like in the anti-MLM groups were like dying to watch this series. And in the last month or so, it's come on and it's so good. It's like about a fake MLM in that world, in, you know, in Florida or whatever, but it's about like the devastation of what the MLMs cause people and like
yes.
the culty side to them and just brainwashing. Like it's so good. You should watch it. It's so
good. I believe it. Yeah. I might put that on my, I do have a list of Netflix shows that someday when my kids like graduate, I'll watch, but yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah. It's been check so it good. It's so good. And I think a lot of, I want to say, hopefully people have watched it who are in an MLM. I want to say, you know, like looking for the next Netflix series. maybe thought, oh, I'll put this on not knowing what it's about. And then hopefully people have watched it because you're just like, wow, bloody hell.
But the sad thing is, like, the people who are making all that money, like, they're so far in that they will defend it to the grave. You know what I mean? They're never going to be like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like, I'm being a terrible human being. They're like, I'm helping people. I'm saving their lives. I'm making them healthier or whatever, or making their skin better. Or
changing
their hair better.
Lives.
Yeah. They're so far into it. And that they say that too, when, with Beachbody too. They don't call it like enrolling people. They say you're changing people's lives or you're helping people. I think they say changing people's lives because they want, you know, they want to promote, like, they want you to feel like you're doing something good instead of just feeling like, oh, I'm just signing somebody else up.
Yeah.
So you only have to change 3 lives a month to, you know, hit the success club.
That is a big title to wear, isn't it? Like somebody like Tony Robbins. I mean, I'm not a fan of him, but he can wear that title because he seems to be quite successful from talking to people and helping people. But you can't just go around saying, I'm a life changer. That's my job, actually.
No.
You go for a mortgage and tell them, oh, I'm actually a life changer professionally.
You're like that. Yeah, that's bullcrap for sure.
Mm-hmm. So just to finish up then, what's your plans for your business and moving forward now? What's the plan of action?
So I have that. I don't even want to call it an accountability group. I call it my VK Health and Wellness group. Mm-hmm. I really just want to invest in those people because some of those people are like actual clients of mine.
Yeah.
But a lot of them aren't because they can't afford like to have a coach. And I just want people to know, like, you deserve to be healthy, even if you can't invest the money into it.
Yeah.
And so just like really sharing my knowledge and my resources and giving them helpful things that they can do without, I don't want people to feel like they have to do Beachbody or they have to do Plexus or they have to do these things to have a healthy, successful life. So that's kind of my goal with that. And, I'm really blessed in the way that my husband makes enough money that I don't feel like I have to, you know, have a huge income with this. So really, like, I can just enjoy what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Love my clients, love the people in that group, and really just focus on them, but also taking care of myself, remembering what my values are, for myself and my body. And I really also feel like I need to, because my boys would watch me like take pictures of like, oh, look at my muscles and look at my six pack and whatever.
Yeah.
And they would start being like, oh, my oldest son's Landon. He'd be like, my middle's Torin. He'd be like, Torin, my six pack's bigger than yours. And I'm like,
oh no.
No, like, no, I don't want you to have already, they're 8 and almost 7. Like, I don't want them to already have those body image.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just as devastating and damaging for men as it is women. I know it's
absolutely
spotlight's more on women, but in gyms and in those kind of environments, I would say it's more men, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So really, like, and going back to like investing in my kids and teaching them how to be healthy and I like to approach things in like an intuitive way. So there's no good and bad foods. You know, there's foods that make you feel better than others. Uh-huh. And that should be fueling like how you eat. And we exercise because it's good for our heart and it makes us feel good. And it gives you good endorphins where we don't exercise so we can have six packs. Like that's not the goal. And so I would love for other people to also kind of have that mindset shift because we live in a culture, unfortunately, that's, you know, you work out so you can be skinny and you eat and you, or you don't eat so you can be skinny. And I hate that.
Yeah.
And so really just kind of promoting
my
genuine feelings instead of pushing a sale on people.
Mm-hmm. That's great. It's really good.
Thank
and
you.
I guess the whole, like you said, you get the portion control tools and stuff with, and that's not always good, is it? I'm talking as if I'm a nutrition expert here. I'm not, I'm an absolute pig, but I know that, you know, some foods are healthy enough. You can have huge portions.
Oh,
of, you know,
yeah,
working towards this much veg and this much fruit a day, like not all fruits, obviously, but you know, like if you're sticking to different diets, I guess people do, don't they? Like, I know keto is kind of one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The popular one. But, you know, there are some foods you can practically have unlimited of.
Yep. Yeah,
get
for
as
sure.
much as you can. And so it's not always good to stick to those portion control kind of things. No.
And I do remember a couple times they'd be like, you need to show your portion control cups and show people, like, you know, how much is in there, but make sure you don't act like it's restrictive. Or they really want you to promote, like, this is a healthy way to do things. And I think maybe you could do it in a healthy way, but if you don't have the tools and the knowledge to do it in that healthy way, like, you're going to want to follow the program they give you, which is really restrictive as far as, like, calories go. They have this whole calculation. Like, this is the plan you follow. So you can only have 1200 calories a day. I want to be like, no, if you're exercising this much, you should actually be eating this much, this many calories a day, which is more than you're thinking that you need. So I just felt like everything I love and want to promote about health and fitness was so, like, contradictory to what Beachbody was.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that, a lot is similar with things like Weight Watchers and Slimming World and stuff like that, isn't it? They're kind of the same. It's not always great ideals to be pushing on people.
No, it really messes with your brain and, like, your body image and how you feel about yourself. And the diet culture is awful.
Yeah, it's really damaging to people, especially, you know, younger people coming onto social media. Like you said, when you were younger, you struggled with different things. It's and the pressure to be on social media and post things like that on social media now are horrendous, aren't they? So, what made you want to do your degree in the first place? Like, is that something you've always been interested in? Or
it is, and I think my recovery from that eating disorder really kind of really kind of stemmed from that.
Yeah.
Because that was a huge part of my life and something that I struggled with from middle school through high school. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to focus on more women than men, just because I am a woman and that's more, I'm more familiar with that, obviously.
Yeah.
I really wanted to help women understand, like, how their body works and how it's designed to work. Like, you're not designed to have a flat stomach. Like, you have organs there.
Yeah.
And that's why you have that. They call it a pouch, whatever. Like, that's why you have that. Like, that is intentional. Like, a baby can grow there. Like, that's why you have that. But if you don't know that and you just think, oh my gosh, why isn't my stomach flat? Why don't I look like this? Mm-hmm. Well, that's because that you're looking at is not real. Like, you're supposed to have that. That's what makes you healthy. And so just teaching women, like, how your body functions and why it does what it does and what certain foods do, like, what those do to your body and how you process it. Like,
if
you understand the whole picture, it's so much, I don't know. You just feel better about yourself because you know that it's normal to look and feel how you feel.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend on her social media. She's really into nutrition and, you know, studying in all of that at the minute, but she posts a lot of info, like the infographic type stuff on her Instagram about what you eat can affect, like, the female body and your hormones and all of the reproductiveness and all of that.
Absolutely.
You know, she posts things on there, I'm like, I've never heard of that in my life. I didn't know that. You know, like, you don't always think about things like that. So I guess pretty dangerous to not consider those things in Beachbody too.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when you're photoshopping pictures to make your stomach appear to have more muscle than it actually does.
Yeah. And get rid of the womb.
Right. Which. There's so much wrong with it. And that, like, the more that I talk about it, the more I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, and there's the shame, like, why? Because I know these things and I know that's not a good idea. And I know that doesn't work. So I still am like, what was I thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think sometimes you might know all of that stuff, but you're almost on a desperation, aren't you, to get the sales and get people signed up. So you just, like, disregard what you already know just to get there.
For sure.
Well, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it.
It's been fun.
Congratulations on leaving Beachbody.
Thank you. I feel like a better human already.
No, you'll come out of it and think differently about it, about the whole experience now. And the anti-MLM groups on Facebook and everything are fun too. I don't know if you're new to them or when they're cutting and the YouTube channels, you've got a hole to dive down with this one.
I've never considered YouTube. I'll probably have to do that.
Oh later. Yeah, there's some good content creators on YouTube in the anti-MLM space. Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Right. I'll send you some of them.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, a lot of them I watch are American too, so they'll be more relatable.
Yeah.
I will also, if you want to or not, I can put some of your information, your social medias and groups or anything you want to advertise. I can put in the notes at the bottom.
Yeah, great. Just don't judge my past.
Yeah, no scrolling.
Yeah, don't scroll down like a couple rows because you'll be like, oh, who was this girl?
I just went through a cleanse with mine. I had to get rid of it. The thought of people, anybody, because you know, you add people, you meet somebody, don't you, and you add them, and oh, she seems nice, I'll add her, and then I'll just see what she was doing 3 years ago. Like, you just do things like that
for sure. Yeah, why do we do that?
Well, yeah, the thought of people looking back just it gave me the shivers. I had to get rid of everything. But then things still, it's like you delete them, but they still come up in your memories, I guess. Yeah. Or I miss different things. Or at the time of deleting, I thought, no, that one can stay. That's okay. Or whatever. But I just, the majority of the stuff I was posting, you are out.
Oh my gosh. It's like they tell you to like go out and take mass pictures of yourself. And so I have these ridiculous pictures of me like sitting against our barn door, like stupid things with these ridiculous
quotes,
captions. Like, why? Like, the caption doesn't make sense. Oh my gosh, I need to go in before any of y'all look at my stuff. Give me a couple days so I can delete them.
This one will be out for a couple of weeks anyway, so
oh good, that makes me feel better.
To cleanse yourself.
I will absolutely. No,
you only need to, you don't have to, if you don't want to, you don't have to
put any of them in.
you can people don't have to find you or anything like that. But yeah, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and thank you to Vanessa for talking to me about your experience in Beachbody. I'm so happy you got out and looking to the future with your own business. So yeah, see you all next time.